First, though, no rest for the weary in Washington. Tomorrow, the Senate will meet in a rare Saturday session to talk once again about a resolution on Iraq. The House is wrapping up its marathon debate today. And with us now, as he is every Friday for political analysis, is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, senators working on a Saturday?
Yeah, and in fact, working on a Saturday at risk to some of their presidential campaigns. But I think that what you're seeing here is evidence that Democrats now control the agenda and the scheduling on Capitol Hill, and they're using it to try to embarrass the president and Republicans and force a debate about the war.
And actually, this is not even a debate about the war yet, is it? It's a debate about the debate.
Exactly right, Madeline. You know, what they have here going on in the Senate, for example, is an effort on the part of the Democrats to avoid what they see as a trap being set for them by the Republicans. And that trap would be that somehow the Democrats don't care about the troops on the ground, want to cut funding to those troops. So what you have is a situation where Senator Joe Biden, who's the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, is trying to undo the 2002 authorization for the war and in place of it have some kind of very narrow, specific, and detailed mission statement for the troops who are there and begin then to talk about how they could meet that mission and then set terms for bringing them home. Of course, you know, the Senate didn't even have a debate last week because that got blocked because both sides were struggling to set the terms of the debate, as you wisely said.
And on the House side, they're wrapping up debate today. There's no suspense in whether or not they're going to pass this resolution. They will because the Democrats are in the majority. But I guess the suspense being how many Republicans will join them, right?
Correct. And we really don't know the answer, but it looks like it's going to be a significant number at this point. And by significant, I mean more than a dozen will easily make the journey across the aisle. But the key here, again, is that the terms of the debate in the Senate, we talked about it. In the House, it's a little more pronounced with an effort by Congressman John Murtha, you know, saying that what he wants to do is not debate the war, but make sure that we don't put troops on the ground without proper training, that people have proper rest before they're sent over there. It's essentially to slowly bleed or choke off the supply of troops and funds for the continuation of the war. So that, again, that's setting the terms of the debate. On the Republican side, the effort is to make it clear that anybody who is standing in opposition to the president's plans is really playing to the terrorists by setting a deadline for withdrawal of troops and not supportive of troops on the ground. They see that as a winning political ticket for them.
Well, let's talk about the Democrats and that idea, because we talked about it a little bit on the show yesterday. This is the idea put forth by John Murtha, the Pennsylvania Democrat. And I'm wondering, does it have the support of the leadership of Nancy Pelosi, for example?
It does. I mean, I think what happened yesterday was that Nancy Pelosi said that she would support funding for the war effort as long as it adhered to the standards being set by Murtha. And remember, Murtha is not just a war critic. He is the chairman of the Defense Subcommittee of the House Appropriations Committee. So when you talk about provisions for the upcoming, I think it's $93 billion supplemental spending bill for Iraq, John Murtha is a key player. And here is Nancy Pelosi standing shoulder to shoulder with John Murtha and saying, here are the terms that we will accept going forward in terms of funding the war. So the president, for all of his efforts to make it apparent that, in his opinion, the Democrats don't care about the troops, is finding himself now being boxed in by not only Murtha, but Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House.
Well, what is the White House's strategy regarding all of this? This is obviously dominating Washington. Where is the president on this?
The president's position is that he is the decider. And I chuckle to you, Madeline, as I say this, because I think it invites a lot of derision. But his position is he's the commander-in-chief, he's running this war, and that there are young people on the ground risking their lives and that they're not being helped by this discussion, that this debate has consequence. He says that it's a democracy, and of course there's going to be a debate, but he wants people to be aware that their debate, even if it's non-binding, has consequences. So the president's position is to make the Democrats shamefaced as they go about trying to change his policies.
And meanwhile, preparations for the 21,000 additional troops are moving forward.
Not only 21,000. According to estimates now, you're having an additional 15,000 to 20,000 that would go out there in order to support that 21,500. And that's all in line. There's really nothing that the Democrats and any congressional debate can do to short-circuit that effort. The question really is in years to come and whether or not there will be any kind of timeline that would allow people to start talking about phased redeployment of troops already on the ground.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Alan.